even though there have been hundreds of studies on leaf litter decomposition over the past 50 years, we still didn't have a real good sense of what the natural variation is in decomposition rates for different biomes located at different latitudes across the globe.
That was Jennifer Folstead Shaw, an assistant professor in the Environment and Sustainability Studies program at the University of Utah. Shaw and her collaborators investigated decomposition rates in more than 1,000 rivers and riparian sites, including the Logan and Provo rivers here in Utah.
And what we found is that Earth's biomes have distinct carbon processing signatures. What I mean by that is that there are differences in the average rate of decomposition in different biomes.
She found these differences through a unique methodology, crowdsourcing scientists with small pieces of cotton.
Specifically, 150 research teams from around the globe placed cotton strips in 500 streams and adjacent riparian areas. This is really an easy and inexpensive method, so it can be done by community scientists as well as academics.
According to Shaw, this research provides critical information about the current conditions of global rivers. And by using accessible methods, this work can be repeated for more ecosystems.
So this study serves as a baseline for understanding average breakdown rates amongst biomes and the variation in those breakdown rates. And this is very important to understand in order to use decomposition assays as a tool to monitor the health of rivers or the success of restoration efforts.
With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rachel Hager.